spend all my time a-drinking, and it set my mind to thinking, get as much getting in as I can. And it feels real good going down. It feels real good going down. Another jug of wine's about to get you off my mind. And it feels real good going down.
And a little taste, a little sip of elixir, if you will, that feels real good going down. The Lonesome River Band and their latest called Mahaley's House. That's the tribute to the self-proclaimed oracle of the ages, Mahaley Lancaster. She handed out readings and personal predictions at her home in Southwest Georgia's Heard County. And interesting backstory behind all of this that we'll share with you at some point. But a track from their Mountain Home release, Feels Real Good Going Down. Always does, I think, whatever it is. My name is Tom Ball. Homespun is the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are along with us today. We have some old things, some new things pulled out, and always an interesting time. We'll be here till the 5 o'clock hour. We hope you can stay close.
Some mother's boy is lonesome tonight. Bring back to me my wandering boy. There is no other left to bring me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheek. cheeks and hair. She's at the old homestead waiting him there.
Face these lonely years. I drifted all alone, no one to call my home. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we were never apart, so don't leave and break my heart. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die. So don't let your sweet love die. Don't let your sweet love die like flowers in the fall. Without you, life would be like death to me. I've grown so used to you, I can't believe we're through. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die. Take away the smiles and leave a tear. My heart believes in you. Please say you love me too. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die.
Thank you. can sing this song and say it to one and all.
Driftwood wrote this thing. Hello there. 1, 2, 3.
Four, five, six.
Do we want to try a break? Now your fiddle break comes right after I get back and whoop her brother and her paw and sing a chorus.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. Now, that is about as pretty a bass line as I've heard played in something in a long time. I compliment that boy back there. That's a horse's foot in the gravel, man. That ain't train. Running through a ford in the creek.
Want to try one, Doc?
Let's see if we can put down a take. Where's the harmony at? Right here?
He's talking to the bass player. Come on, Jim.
About 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Foot, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a-dreamin' of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart too.
We loped right back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Always wonderful to come back and visit with this record. There's so much fantastic material on this cut to cut, track to track, disc to disc. It's all just good. This is the legendary Will the Circle Be Unbroken record from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. When they got together with some of their idols and recorded live for 6 days, and on the seventh day they played back, and which just goes to show you they I guess they knew when they had something good and got a chance to move on, and that's the mark of real professionals. We finished off with the Jimmy Driftwood classic Tennessee Stud, with the Nitty Gritties, accompanied there by Mr. Doc Watson. You heard his dialogue talking, which is great. It's hard not to play that kind of stuff because it's Doc in his real element, and he shows how relaxed he really was, and how he made others feel relaxed so they could play their best. The Tennessee Stud. And in front of that, we went to another track from the Circle record, and so great track from A.P. Carter called You Are My Flower. And the unique thing about this recording is the great Earl Scruggs, of course, well known for his banjo playing, but less for his fingerstyle guitar playing. And he was all those guitar breaks that you heard on You Are My Flower were compliments of Earl Scruggs' guitar playing. And in front of that, we went to a very unique recording made in 1980 for the Gusto label. And this is courtesy of my good friend, the late Chuck Gansert up in Marquette. His wife gifted me some of his recordings. And this was a recording that Jimmy Martin and Ralph Stanley made, simply called The First Time Together. They'd gotten together in the summer of 1979 at a bluegrass festival in Ohio, and Ralph came out and sang a number with Jimmy, and it went over great, of course. And the suggestion that they should record an album of songs together was followed by several encores at that point. So in 1980, they got together and made a recording, again, called First Time Together, and Jimmy and Ralph gave us Don't Let Your Sweet Love Die. And a wonderful, wonderful record on the Gusto label. I've never seen this before, so it was great to share it with you this afternoon. And then we went back to about 1974 when the Hot Mud Family came on the scene. And actually, they came on the scene in the late 60s, really. Suzanne and Dave Edmondson and Rick Good. And they made a recording in 1974 called Till We Meet Here Again or Above, and gave us a great Carter Family number called My Wandering Boy. And we opened up this afternoon with the LRB, the Lonesome River Band's Mahaley's House recording on the Mountain Home imprint. And they gave us It Feels Real Good Going Down.
From Dumas Bay, you ought to see me do my stuff. Wild Papa from Polecat Holler, I don't want to get rough. You want to know just what we got? Got good rhythm and swing it hot. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas Bay, you ought to see me do my stuff. Swing out, out.
Detour sign on a road that winds out on the broad highway, but the place for me is the sign I see,
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
There's a railroad crossing and a bus a-rocking, just taking me away, but I'll pass the time till I see that sign,
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
City fair. I'm homeward bound and I know I'll soon be there, where the tall corn grows and the black oil flows in old O'Kelly. In the middle of it all I hear that call,
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead. Thank you.
Well, there's no use talking, cause I'll get there walking if there's just no other way. For I read that sign on the old state line,
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead. Thank you.
this is listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University.
My soul is upside down.
Terrible, terrible.
Yeah, my brain is cloudy. My soul is upside down.
I think I know what you mean.
When I get that low-down feeling, I know the blues must be someplace around.
Oh, let's go from here.
Well, you got to treat me right. Day by day, uh-huh. Get out your little prayer book. Get down upon your knees and pray, 'cause you're gonna need, you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry you treat me this way.
Oh, nah. Here's that boy, Brother Junior. Get it low there, Junior. Yes, you know what low means. Well, don't we all? Oh. Here's that man again.
Well, good evening. Howdy. Don't that sun look good going down?
Certainly does. I'm gonna agree with you. Brain's
well, tight. Good evening. Don't that sun look good going down?
Electric lights you're looking at, boy.
Don't your home look lonesome when your lover ain't around?
That makes sense, yes.
Now I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you.
You try buying her
and
new
now
clothes.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop crying, gonna leave you alone.
That's the old spirit.
If you don't think I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. 'Cause you're gonna need, you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry. You treat me this way.
So cloudy.
I think all of our brains are cloudy on some occasion or another, and some incredibly great lead vocal work there by the one in my opinion, the best vocalist that Bob ever had. Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys doing the Brain Cloudy Blues with a lead vocal there from Tommy Duncan. Yeah, kind of a reworking of Kokomo Arnold's Milk Cow Blues, which was a minor 1941 hit for Bob's brother, Johnny Lee Wills. And some great aggressive lead guitar work there from Junior Barnard, who played on Johnny Lee's session, along with the great fiddle player Joe Holly on the Brain Cloudy Blues. And in front of that, we turn to the cowboy sweetheart, the queen of the cowboys, Miss Patsy Montana and the Prairie Ramblers. And I think really her self-composed classic, the one that really put her on the map, recording that she made for the Vocalion label in August of 1935, called I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. This has been issued a few years ago now. Columbia had this whole series called the Columbia Historic Edition, and this appeared on one of those releases. There were a number of those. We heard from a Leah McCullough record, but we'll get to that in a minute. And in front of Patsy, we dipped into the 80s, 1980, to matter of fact, in a recording that was made by Tiny Moore, released under his name called Tiny Moore Music. Tiny, of course, played with Bob, played with Bob's brother Billy Jack, and made some legendary recordings with Billy Jack Wills, and had a great career himself. And this was a record that he made as a leader for the Kaleidoscope label, again called simply Tiny Moore Music in 1980. And we heard the great Herman's Rag in this particular case, a tiny overdubbing violin and playing the acoustic mandolin, and Eldon Shamlin doing some great lead guitar work. And we talked about Lee McCulloch, and we did hear Leon in, again, one of these Columbia Historic Edition releases, and we heard a recording that he made for, I believe this was the Columbia label also, July of 1950. Of course, Leon also had some spent some time in Bob's band, but also made lots of records on his own, and sang and played the steel guitar on T-U-L-S-A, Straight Ahead. And we returned to Bob. Bob opened up this set of Western swing music today on Homespun. And a recording that was made in June of 1937 in Dallas, Texas. And this track, along with Brain Cloudy Blues, a wonderful four-disc set on Columbia called Bob Wills and His Texas Playboys, Legends of Country Music. And this covers a pretty wide period. This goes from 1932 up to 45, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And but we spent some time in Dallas in June of 1937 and opened up with Bob and Tommy Duncan doing the lead vocal work for the Volquet and OK label called I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. I don't really know what that means, but y'all think about that this afternoon and write me if you come up with the real meaning of that title. If you go, I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. I'm assuming Dumas was from Texas, of course. It was a town in Texas. Of course, Louis Armstrong and bandleader Johnny Johnson recorded that before Bob got to it. Great version of I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas. Well, my name is Tom Ball. Homespun's the program you're listening to this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. There's a couple of live things that are going to be happening in the next couple of weeks I want to make mention. One is a celebration of water. That's how they're billing this, an evening to benefit Flo. Flo is a Great Lakes Water Law and Policy Nonprofit Center, and they are having a concert, a poetry reading on Saturday, September the 22nd with Miss Allison Swan and a number of musical guests. And that's going to be taking place in a house concert at the Rhubarberry Concert House, which is at 3550 Five Mile Creek Road up in Harbor Springs. That's the home of our good friends Dale and Maureen Scott. And they are opening up their home to Allison Swan and, again, a number of song and dance performers. Also, seating is limited, though, because this is a house concert. This is a great place to see some these fine musicians and this great poet, Allison Swan, up close and personal. You please RSVP to Sylvia at sylviaja@charter.net by September the 17th. So that's coming right up. The show is on Saturday, September 22 at 7 p.m., so RSVP, if you want to go to this, to sylviaja@charter.net. Also coming up, the 2018-19 season for Gopherwood Concerts up in Cadillac is kicking off on September the 29th, again, with a house concert. This is very cool. With Grand Rapids Crane Wives. The Crane Wives, of course, coming out of that area and really making a big splash on the music scene in the Midwest in general and far beyond. But they're coming to do a house concert on September the 29th. You can go to gopherwoodconcerts.org to see their whole schedule, gopherwoodconcerts.org. Including more information on the Crane Wives House concert on September the 29th. Homespun's where you're at here this afternoon on WCMU. This is Gillian Welsh.
Scarlet Town, ain't never been there before. Where you slept on spent some time in New Orleans and Cairo on a bed. A scarlet tan brought me back, low as I ever been. I look at that deep well, look at that dark grave, ringing that iron bell in scarlet tan today.
Front porch, ice cream in my hand, melting in the sun, all that chocolate on my tongue, that's a good enough reason to live, good enough reason to live. Sitting in the bathtub, high five playing low, digging that alcohol, well you must know what I mean. That's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. And if I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. And if I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Good boy in my arms, smiling in my eyes, getting me all hypnotized. That's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. And if I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue, yeah. If I die young, at least I got some. And if I
son. Yeah, 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 yeah. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue.
Long before daylight, the southbound cries, moving through the darkness, soothing empty hearts, waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel all right. Shadow pulsing red through the window onto the mess. Footsteps echoing away just before the break of day. In a suitcase under the bed, a lot of things left unsaid. Let us out, they sigh, we belong to the night. Waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel alright. Of the sun until the night is done. That's when I think of you. Where have you gone to? Waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel alright.
Award-winning singer-songwriter Ray Bonneville has a brand new album just hitting the street this past week called At King Electric. And we finished off with the lead track from this call, Waiting on the Night. Always great to hear what Ray's got going on, and we'll be exploring more of this record in the coming weeks. Also having a brand new record out just in the last week or so also, Miss Kathy Matea, been off the scene for a while, and she has a new album out produced by Mr. Tim O'Brien called Pretty Bird. And we heard a song that was written by Oliver Wood, cool little song, great vehicle for Kathy, called Chocolate on My Tongue. And Gillian Welsh got us underway. Her and David Rawlings put out a record a few years ago called The Harrow and the Harvest. And we heard the lead track from this called Scarlet Town. From what I understand, the Heroin Harvest just in the last few months has now come out on LP. So you LP fans want to pick this up on vinyl, this is probably a great time to do that. The Heroin Harvest now on LP. My name is Tom Ball, Homespun's Where You Been this afternoon on these WCMU public radio stations. I always have a great time hanging out with you, spinning some old stuff, some brand new stuff. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. Thanks so much for listening in. You take care of yourselves now. Have a good afternoon and a safe week.